We travel south from the Burgundy region for our final story this evening. History is usually written by the winners, the losers are quickly forgotten. So if Napoleon hadn't come along, the language these performers are singing, Provençal, might still be spoken today by half of France. But Napoleon did come along and forged a highly centralized state, with Paris as its capital, and the language of the North became what we now know as French. 200 years later, some Southerners are trying to turn back the clock, and they're doing it with a reggae beat, as producer Julian Crandall-Hollick recently discovered. Julian's story is part of Worlds of Difference, a series on global cultural change.
La Maroquinerie is a small theater in a working-class district of Paris. But on this particular night, it's been taken over by hundreds of the young and not so young. Dancing non-stop in a mosh pit for 3 hours to the music of the fabulous troubadours from Toulouse in southwestern France. The group's singing in a language that sounds more like a mixture of Spanish and Italian than French. The language is Provençal or Occitan, and Occitanie is very much a part of France.
It's about the third of the territory, French territory, south, where the same language is spoken, Occitan language, with seven dialects of this language.
Jali lives in Marseille. He's one of the founders of the rap group Massilia Sound System. Jali says before 1789, France was a loose community of regions and languages, Breton, Alsatian, and Occitan, the language of Occitanie, the region that stretched from Bordeaux and the Pyrenees in the west to the Alps and northern Italy in the east, the language of a culture with a rich creative history. But the French Revolution, and then Napoleon, codified everything in a new constitution.
And in the Constitution, you have the second article who said French is one people, one nation, one language. It's exclusive. You exclude all the rest.
So Occitan all but disappeared into folklore. Today it's still spoken in the French countryside and in the north of Italy, where it's recognized as an official regional language. But no one really knows how many use it in France, because the French government has never done a survey. Bruno Etienne's experience is common. He says you still hear significant traces of Occitan or Provençal in the way people speak French in the south.
Give me an example.
La lumière, par exemple, on dit la lumière.
Jali says when he was in school, anyone speaking Provençal got caned.
Nobody doesn't want to transmit this culture because they realize that in their life that it was an handicap, and it's not.
Donc tout de suite vous êtes repéré dans les concours quand vous passez les examens oraux comme étant provinciaux ou périphériques.
Bruno Etienne says if you want to enter the civil service or the university, you have to lose the Provençal accent, even today.
Et pour entrer dans le système, il faut perdre l'accent et changer le vocabulaire.
Today there are only a handful of private secondary schools even offering education in Occitan. And a few cultural groups inspired by Frédéric Mistral, a famous Provençal poet who was a Nobel laureate at the start of the 20th century. Now, if Provençal speakers were looking for a contemporary voice to lead their opposition to French domination, they found it in a most unlikely place.
A poussé à parler l'occitan, c'est pas Frédéric Mistral, c'est Bob Marley.
Not Mistral, but Bob Marley. Tatu founded Massilia Sound System in 1984 along with Jali. Tatu says he couldn't find any folk traditions in the France he grew up in, so he turned to Jamaican reggae, plain and simple. Jali, who speaks better English, explains.
We got it in the 70s and in the 80s, France, I don't know why, France felt in love with reggae music.
Jali says Bob Marley's influence is huge. even today.
In every house in France, you have a Bob Marley record, in every house. So everybody born in France since 20 years now, have listened reggae music in the belly of their mother, you know.
Ami, je veux ton avis, toi qui connais bien la vie. Qu'est-ce qui se passerait si Jacques Chirac, pour un instant, devenait intelligent?
Mon ami, à mon avis, un Chirac intelligent, avec sa nouvelle tête, penserait je suis trop bête pour demeurer président.
Claude Seix started out as a guitarist in Paris, playing rock music and the blues.
When I saw the blues, I say I want to be a bluesman, but I can't be a French bluesman because it's not the same culture.
Then he returned to the South, discovered Occitan folk music and the music of the medieval troubadours of southwestern France. A chance trip to Brazil, and he'd found the right sound.
And now my music is a mix between troubadours, Occitan country music, and country music of north of Brazil.
Deliberately alternating between Occitan and French, because few young people can speak Occitan.
Ami, je veux ton avis, toi qui connais bien la vie. Qu'est-ce qui se passerait si les fabulous troubadours chantaient des chansons?
Now, this is not as bizarre as it sounds, because the music of the medieval troubadours was taken by the Portuguese to Brazil in the 15th and 16th centuries. So it's basically coming home, not just to breathe new life into French music, but with a definite political purpose.
We have to reorganize France from Paris, because Paris is center of the difficulties.
Jale of Massilia's sound system in Marseille agrees.
The government is Paris. The power, all the power is in Paris. And, you know, there is a philosophy of French state called centralism.
So, for the past 20 years, Jale has been fighting with his group, Massilia Sound System, along with others like the Fabulous Troubadours, to transform France into a genuine pluralistic society.
Ah, parce que la culture est de benzine per continuer à décaminer, per continuer à faire fonctionner le moteur. Et le moteur est le corps qui est... di la petrina e che batte per fare che te fa vivere, che te fa vivere. La cultura è come un gasolino, come de benzina.
Jale is saying, culture is energy. It's like the gas you put in your engine. We are in fact a culturally rich country with many different cultures we can share with others in Europe. We're simply unaware of this wealth.
There is a difference between French and Occitan, or Corsica, or Breton, or...
Jale says the differences between Occitan and French are like between Linux and Windows.
One is imposed to you and one is free.
For NPR News, this is Julian Crandall-Hollick in Marseille.
To hear a complete song performed in Occitan, visit our website, npr.org. Martha Wexler edits, Petra Mayer directs, and Walter Wright Watson produces our program with Devar Ardalan, Susan Stone, Tracy Wall, and Karun Demergen. The technical director is Neil Ellis, with audio engineers Peter Alina, Gary Tennant, Mitch Eaton, Stu Rushfield, and Kim Jones. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Audrey Wynn is assistant managing editor. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.